This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, it's Freestyle Friday on this frigid Friday. I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona. Well, we live in two really non-frigid places, honestly, Glenn. It's Phoenix and Ocala. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It's January 3rd, episode 820, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No. It's Friday. Friday.
This is what it's all about, gentlemen. It's what we train for.
Happy Friday.
Thank God it's Friday!
Well, this guy of mine has been too much long. Lord, I love to hear that bite at 5 o'clock this morning. As the moon comes up and the sun goes down, but you keep
you know, it's really not fair, Glenn. It's not fair that I am sleep deprived. I have my second cold in a month, and you're typing in months that are not the current month. And you did get me because I said January. Like, so you guys, for those who don't know, they type this stuff for me to read at the beginning of the show, and that's the only rule that I follow the entire day. And they're lucky to get me to follow these rules, because as you see, sometimes I talk in the middle of it. Like, I'm not supposed to. I'm supposed to read the stuff because it helps with the beginning of sorting the podcast, and I get it. So that's why I'm nice enough to read the stuff, even though I've already shortened it. So when you type in the wrong crap, I just read what's written. Okay, I just read what's written because I'm a trained monkey. Read what's in front of you. Don't not read that. You have to read the numbers and you have to read the dates. And I'm done with you guys. I need to pre-read. I'm done.
There's nothing more fun than messing with a sleep-deprived mama. There's just nothing more fun than that on first thing in the morning.
You could make up a month. It's Junetober, and you could write that, and I would read it.
You caught that this morning. You did good. 99% of the time, you catch them, and you fix them.
It hurts my brain.
I'll tell you what. There's a lot of people in the Northeast and the northern part of this country that are hurting their brains right now from cold. They have a blizzard going on in Maine and Massachusetts. All our listeners up there, we're thinking about you. And then I have this couple people I follow from Canada. This one's from Ontario. And she said it was minus 27 real temperature this morning with a minus 33 wind chill. When you get past like minus 10, does it matter anymore? Is there?
Well, you know, it's Celsius, Glenn, so it's totally easier. No, just kidding. It still sucks.
No, she was putting Fahrenheit. That was her Fahrenheit temperature. That's up where Philip from the Dressage Show lives. And he said it's been in the negatives every morning when they've been waking up.
That's unlivable. You people are crazy. You know, I mean, yes, this place sucks in the summer. I get it. But that's crazy. You know what's funny is to read the... Reading Facebook is like taking a sample of the entire country, because you see the people in the Northeast that are like, oh my God, like Katie Murphy is like, I hate snow. And then my friends in Georgia are like, oh my God, it's snowing. Just depends on where you live.
It's true. We're going to be talking a little bit more about the weather later today, aren't we, Jennifer?
Yes, we are. What's coming
up on
your
today? Cue, Jennifer.
Oh, is that a cue? I don't ever get cues. I get what's on today's show. Well, go.
Catch up.
Go. 3, 2, 1. Go. On today's, once again, you're early, Glenn. On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, rancher and thoroughbred breeder Dale Samantin is here to answer the question of how do you keep happy, healthy thoroughbreds in South Dakota in winter, where the average temperature is, get this, 16 degrees. Woohoo! And following an entertaining review of the headlines of the day, Really Bad Ads returns with a much-needed pre-weekend warm-up for your lax muscles. Stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Well, thank you very much, Jennifer. Even though you're a little slow on cues on Friday, we'll forgive you. It's Friday. Well, my Daily Winnie goes out to two people. One is to my lovely wife and producer of the show, Jennifer, because she actually put the interview together yesterday with Jim Wilson, who, if you did not hear it, you have to go back and listen to yesterday's show. It was on January the 2nd. So go back and take a listen to that. But the second part of my Daily Winnie goes to Jamie, my co-host, who, Jamie, I got to tell you, that was by far, I was thinking about it last night, and apparently a lot of listeners agree, the best interview you've ever done on this show, period. It was very well done, and the listeners appreciated. We had so many comments on our website, and I got to, you want to hear a couple of them? Am I talking to myself? Jamie, are you there?
I'm right here. I'm okay. I'm just blown away that people are they liked it. That's really awesome. Let's hear it. I like hearing nice things.
Well, Sandy said, I love this interview, especially the part with Jim Wilson about 50-1 and how they picked the horse to play Mind That Bird, and about Mark Allen. And I love the part about Dances with Wolves and how Two Socks didn't really die. So
thank God.
And then Bev said, thank you for interviewing Jim Wilson on the movie 50-1. It's always great to hear how a movie came about from getting to know Jim and his past to making the movie itself. And she goes on and on and on. Robin said, great interview. Love to hear Jim Wilson talk about his movies and his enthusiasm for 50-1. It's contagious. Can't wait to see it. Beth said, awesome to hear from Jim Wilson about the movie. Can hardly stand the wait. And Wanda said, this is awesome. Can't wait to see the movie. And she's an avid horse lover, and she's so glad that movies like Mind the Bird have such a big heart. So there you go. That's some of the comments that were put on the page yesterday. So, yes, you really did nail that interview. And you could tell, you know, I can always tell when you're doing interviews about something you are thoroughly and utterly passionate about, because it really does come out.
Well, the guy, I mean, for those who haven't heard it, the reason to go back is not me. This guy was so cool.
He was.
He actually, like, right off the bat, you know, when he's worked with Kevin Costner and was on producing The Bodyguard. He had all of these amazing people. And a lot of times, you know, people like him, they don't want to talk about the past. They want to talk about the current movie. And he immediately name drops Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner and buying horses with them in a trailer up in Lake Placid. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So that was like the open door for me to just kind of dig in to his past and find out a little bit about working with some of those celebrities. And it was really, really fun. And, if it was people, I'm such a huge fan of Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner. So it was really, really cool. I almost think we should replay it next week sometime, because we're not always live on Thursday. And I don't want those people to miss it, because they will get really excited about the 50-1 movie. Just hearing him describe it and discuss it and kind of get a little behind the scenes to it. I think people will be really happy to hear it.
Well, you know, and I watched the trailer after the interview yesterday for the movie, and it's going to be different. It is not Seabiscuit. This is Smokey and the Bandit. This is definitely a little,
yeah.
Because you know what? And that's appropriate, because these guys really were kind of Smokey and the Bandit. They were not Seabiscuit. You know, they were not Secretariat. So
they did not come for money. Again, the story is a story, because these two guys, again, like met in a bar fight, put a horse in a two-horse trailer, drove him from Roswell, New Mexico to the freaking Kentucky Derby. I mean, it was a ridiculous story when it happened, and winning it is just unfathomable. So it is going to be a good story, but it is definitely not from money we make more money. It was
From nothing, we made some money.
Well, no, we will definitely. That's a good idea. We'll replay that sometime next week to make sure everybody gets a chance to listen to it. If you want to listen to it today, just go to our website at horsesinthemorning.com and go to yesterday's show for January the 2nd, or take a listen on our app. You can do that as well. All right. Good. So good job. And we can have him back anytime. He was a lot of fun. And by the way, they wrote to us after, and he enjoyed the interview, too. So it was good to hear back from them. Now it's your turn.
So I am no football fan. Actually, I really dislike football. And I know I'm a girl and I'm supposed to, like, you know, oh, football's fun to watch. No, I hate it. Seriously, going to games sucks. And the best part of a football game being on the TV at my house is I'll fall asleep. Like, it's nap time for me. It's like white noise. However, last night, there was one of what they're calling the biggest upsets in football history. And that was when the Oklahoma Sooners, ranked number 11, were in the Sugar Bowl against Alabama, the Crimson Tide. And where the Crimson Tide was supposed to beat the Oklahoma Sooners by 30-plus points, it was supposed to be a walk-off victory. Well, the little Oklahoma Sooners fought back and won 45-31. Why this is important? My husband went to Oklahoma, and what makes it even more entertaining is the fact that this is the biggest game, like, of their lives. And it was just crazy. The crowd is going wild. And we have a sleeping baby in the living room, and my husband is jumping up and cheering with no words. It was the funniest thing to watch him go, because if you go, woohoo, my baby cries. He's afraid of loud noises. So to watch my husband watch this game in utter silence was, I should have videotaped it. I should have videotaped the fist pumps and the, you know, arms in the air with no words. So congratulations to the Oklahoma Sooners for doing it. Congratulations to my husband for keeping it down while the baby was sleeping watching this awesome game.
Listen to you talking about football. We're going to have you converted off that crappy baseball in no time onto a real sport.
You know,
with manly men.
I would be happy to be a sideline reporter. I'd pretend I love football if I could make that kind of money. Let's go. Coming at you live from the sidelines, it's the Sugar Bowl. Oklahoma Sooners are up at the half. I could totally do that. I would not use that voice, though.
Jamie, I think you're going to have to give us a call back. You're breaking up a little bit. So while we're waiting for Jamie to give us a call back, I just wanted to say that the first country, Jennifer, we have an official first country now that has outlawed roll cur. And of course, we've talked about roll cur here on the show before. Of course, the FEI banned forbids roll cur from competitions, but Switzerland is the first country to now make it illegal. And they actually, it's a new animal protection law in Switzerland, sets more stringent rules to owners and keepers of horses, but also dogs and cows starting this year.
You can't have roll cur with dogs or cows either?
No, but they've made the restrictions tighter on dogs and cows too, for as far as animal abuse. But yeah, roll cur is now officially illegal in Switzerland. But that, you know, I just wanted to throw that in there. It was something I noticed this morning. I have something more fun for a Friday though. Are you back there, Jamie?
Roll cur is fun. Yeah, that's good. It's starting the right way.
All right, I have something more fun than that. It's Friday. It's Freestyle Friday. We always do fun stuff on Friday. Well, I came across this morning, and it was hilarious. It was on Entertainment Weekly. It is the writer by the name of Grady Smith put this video together that he posted on YouTube. And he was taking some crap because he came up with his list of favorite country songs in 2013. And apparently the listeners or his readers really gave him a raft of crap because he didn't include a lot of the mainstream country music, the big hits. And he came out to explain why with this video, and the title of the video is Proof That Every Country Song Was Exactly the Same in 2013, and this is why he didn't pick the hits for 2013. Now, it had some writing in it to explain the different sections. I had to do a voiceover, so I edited that out this morning. So you hear my voice saying what was written on the screen in the video, but take a listen. It's very funny.
Proof that every country song was exactly the same in 2013 by Grady Smith of Entertainment Weekly. A bunch of dudes sang about trucks.
Big black jack truck, that's my truck.
Talking about truck, in my truck.
Got a cooler in a truck bed.
Long truck bed, hop in it.
Bed on the pickup truck.
I'm gassing up the city.
Moving steady.
This Silverado, Silverado came to paint it.
Going round and jacked up toys.
They drove down old dirt roads. And they begged the girls to get in their trucks.
Your little hot self over here. Climb up on in here, girl.
So get in, let's take a ride.
Hey now, girl, hop inside.
Get your little fire.
Ass on the steps, shimmy up inside.
Slide a little sugar shaker over here.
I got a shotgun seat for you.
And they only wanted girls wearing tight jeans.
I'm the blue jeans, hanging on tight.
Blue jeans, you're banging on.
Love the way you're wearing those jeans so tight.
I'm blue jeans, baby, painted on tight.
You cut those jeans just right.
Cut off jeans with a beard.
And they drove the girls to the nearest riverbank.
Hey, a blanket by the creek.
Hey, a blanket on the ground.
Hear the crickets sing a riverside love song.
That blanket we can't be thrown in.
We find a little spot on the edge of town.
Lying next to you on that hillside.
And the sunset and moonlight made it all so romantic.
Hit it hard till the sun goes down.
When the sun goes down,
the sun comes up and the sun goes down.
Me and you, girl, running out of moonlight.
Focus up a little moonlight.
And there was always the alcohol, a.k.a. good stuff, to loosen things up.
Home and jar, let him drive, take a sip.
Drinking that ice cold beer.
I've got that real good, feel good stuff.
Good stuff, boxed up in the back seat.
Sit on the hood and grind. Got a little drunk last
night. Baby, we're drinking.
Just cutting up and shooting Bacardi.
We got 24 tall boys on the chill.
Let me go get something to drink.
But if every bro tactic failed, they would just call her girl or girl.
Hey girl,
hey girl,
girl, girl, girl,
girl,
girl, girl, girl, girl,
girl, girl,
girl, girl, girl,
girl, girl, girl, girl, girl, girl, girl,
girl, girl, girl, girl,
girl, girl,
girl, girl, girl, girl,
girl, girl, girl, girl, girl, girl, girl, girl,
girl, girl, girl, basically, what I learned from that is basically every guy has to drive around, pick up a girl, put her in his truck, drive her somewhere to make out with her. But before you make out with her, you got to get her drunk first. So basically, you're right. Every country song was about putting a girl
Wait a minute. You forgot the
getting drunk and making out.
You forgot the most important part, the really tight jeans. You forgot that part.
I ignored that part. I didn't realize that everybody talks about tight jeans in the world where, like, I guess skinny jeans have taken over the world because every singer sings about them.
Apparently. You know, it's like a memo went out. And it's like, okay, this year's songs are going to include the following things. And they all had to get them in, you know? It's something else. I just found it amazing.
Go ahead.
No, I just found it
really
amazing.
It really did, especially the girl.
Now, if I came out on the air and said half the things they say in these songs, I'd be off the air. You know, you just couldn't say those things if you weren't singing a country song about them or a rap song.
There's two very different things between these guys saying those things and you saying them, and you don't look or sound like any of them. That's the problem.
That's true.
Sorry, buddy. But Luke Bryan saying, hey, girl, hop on up in my truck. I'll drive you to the Riverside.
Your
I'll
really
make out
tight
the
jeans.
Drink. I'm like, sweet.
With the
in.
Moon coming up and the sun going down.
Exactly. Shoot over. I'll drive.
You know, so hey, the one positive thing about this is at least we've gotten away from the country songs where the husband is beating the wife and they're in the trailer. And, you know, we've gotten away from those lyrics now.
It's Independence Day. Hey, if you want me to sing this show, I will. It's just tell me. If you're going to
no,
talk
that's
about
okay.
Whitney Houston.
I think we had enough of that.
Or country music. I'll be happy. You know what's funny is listening to those songs, I realize I like most all of them. It's like, oh, I love that song. Oh, I love that song. Oh, I like that one. You know, so it's what are you going to do? It's let's see. What did he say? He called it derivative junk. And it's a dumb party song. Well, we like dumb party songs so well. And,
well, you like them all because apparently they're all the same. So you like them all.
Exactly. Yeah. Like one, like them all.
That's right. Hey, I have news here for Marion County here where we live in Ocala, Florida. And Jennifer might not even know this, but Marion County is another step closer to having a live horse race venue. Apparently, these guys with Marion Gaming Management paid $1.16 million for 56 acres of property east of U.S. 301 and County Road 42, and they plan to build a quarter horse racetrack here in Marion County. They've already secured the paramutual license from the state. It'll be a racing complex, they're saying, and it's supposed to start construction later this year and be open next year. And they'll be doing 40 days of quarter horse racing. And I was thinking, wow, this is really cool. They're finally getting racing down here into, you know, the second horse capital of the world. And that'll be kind of neat. They've been trying to do it for a long time. And then I read on and I was going, but it's kind of weird, you know, because quarter horse racing's not real popular in Florida. It's more of a Texas middle of the country thing. But apparently, if you own a quarter horse paramutual license in the state of Florida, you can also open and operate a poker card room. So there will be multiple poker card rooms, and thus the racing coming to Marion County in Ocala has really
nice.
Nothing to do with the horses.
Nice. No,
so we're going to get a poker room with horse racing.
Yes, a poker room with horse racing. Yes, 40 days of horse racing a year, poker room 365 days a year.
You know, what I think of when I think of that is like, I think of like you'd have to walk in with a miner's cap to see through all the cigar smoke of these really shady guys sitting around a table, smoking cigars, drinking scotch and gambling. And then up on the TV in the corner, they would have some sort of like simulcast racing from New Mexico. You know what I mean?
Well, you're exactly right. We went to they have a greyhound racing in Sarasota, not too far from where Wendy lives. So the one day we went there.
Oh, that's even worse.
And you know, we like watching greyhound racing because we like greyhounds. So we go in, and of course, the poker room is right to the right. And you're absolutely right. You could barely see the poker players. It was that smoke-filled.
Yeah. Oh, God. You come out, their teeth are black. Yeah, gross.
Yes.
Hey, I've got a story for you guys. I would like all of our United States listeners to just bend down and kiss the ground and thank God that you live in the United States. And now, for all of our listeners in China, if you are listening in China, we can help you get over here. I'll find you somebody to marry. Because the things that are going on in China... It doesn't seem right, okay? It just let me tell you this story. You know, sadly, I live out in the country, and the closest store to me is Walmart. And I do take, like, a semi-daily trip to Walmart. That's kind of Lucas and my big adventure is going to the Walmart. And we go probably thrice weekly.
Wait a minute. Before you go on, am I going to see you on that website with the Walmart pictures and you're going to be the mom there in the sweatpants? And, you know, am I going to see you in one of those Walmart pictures?
If I have not been spotted in the People of Walmart website yet, it will come. I will be on that website and see myself one day. It is one of those things that's going to happen. I can't help it. It's Walmart. You don't. There's my country store where I buy my feed. I get more dressed up to go to that than I do the Walmart. Okay.
Okay. It's go just, ahead. Sorry.
You just kind of have to go. Yeah. So the problem with Chinese Walmarts is not that there's a scandal right now. It's the things that are not the scandal. Let me read the story to you. Several Walmart outlets in China have had to withdraw the five spice donkey meat. Okay, the problem is not that they had to withdraw the five spice donkey meat. It's that they sell and people eat five spice donkey meat. Now, here's the reason they've had to withdraw the five spice donkey meat one. It is because it was found tainted with the presence of fox meat.
Like the animal?
Like fox. Like, what does the fox say? It says, get me out of this damn donkey meat is what it says. My God. Here's where it gets even worse, is that fox meat is actually sold in China as an edible meat, but it's so much cheaper than donkey meat because it's a BIPOC product of the fur trade. So we've got donkeys that are being eaten. We've got fox that is being basically thrown into the donkey meat, but they're like, oh, that's not as good as the donkey meat. And so Walmart, China president, has told the media that we are so sorry for this whole affair. It's a deep lesson for us that we need to increase investment in supplier management. No! Freaking stop eating that crap! They eat the worst stuff in China. My God, thank the good Lord you live in the United States right now, or that you live where you live and you don't live in China. And for our Chinese listeners, again, we can help you get here. Why not? Or go vegetarian. Just go vegetarian.
And you know what else I found interesting is that there's Walmarts in China. That's the other part that
It's a new thing. And they're trying to take over China. I mean, they're like... It says that Walmart has an aggressive expansion plan in China. It's the world's biggest grocery market. Well, they're selling donkey meat. You know what would happen if you found five spiced donkey meat here in the United States? People would boycott Walmart.
You'd probably be better off with fox meat than donkey meat here. People would probably complain less about fox meat than donkey meat.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
So disgusting. I'm sorry. I just had to share. Gross.
Well, speaking of saving the animals, our good friends over at Old Friends Retirement Farm in Georgetown, Kentucky, we've had Michael Blowen on the show a number of times. He's the one that saves retired racehorses, and he saved over 120 of them now on his farm there in Georgetown. We've been there a couple times, Jennifer and I have, and he has a neat operation, and it's really fun to meet some of the horses. Well, I got good news for you, Jamie. He's looking now, I just announced yesterday, he's looking at adding another 80 horses to the farm. He's now taking over 40 acres adjacent to the property he's already on, and they're making them now into fields so that he'll have room for another 80 horses.
Way to go, Michael.
Yeah, he's apparently gotten enough donations in that he can afford to do that because he has to feed all these horses, you know. So he said adding so many horses to the farm is a bigger financial burden on the farm. Every day the donations beat the bills, I feel like I want a photo finish at Keeneland. He used to be a reporter in Boston, Massachusetts. He was a reporter for the Boston Globe for many, many years before he went to Kentucky, and this was his calling. This is what he wanted to do.
I want to do that too. I would like to start a farm and just retire racehorses. How cool would that be?
You know, he doesn't ride them. They truly are retired when they're at his farm, and he spoils them absolutely rotten. And if he takes you around, now there's 120 horses, okay? If he takes you around, though, he will tell you the story of every horse that's there, how they did it racing. He knows them all off the top of his head, how they did it racing, where they went after, how he got a hold of them. He knows everyone's story, and it's fascinating stories. We could do a podcast here once a week for the next year and not tell all the stories of the horses that he has on the farm there. It is just
cool.
It's really neat place. So congratulations to him. I'm so excited that he gets to do that, and look, there'll be 80 more horses that are excited about it too. Well,
yay!
Let's take a break before our first guest for our title sponsor today is Kentucky Performance Products. We love them over there, and they're on the other side of Lexington, Kentucky. So let's take a break for Kentucky Performance Products. We'll be right back with our first guest of the day. We have Dale coming on from Horse Creek Thoroughbreds in South Dakota, and he knows a little bit about winter weather.
This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
Commercial feeds are fortified with nutrients such as proteins, vitamins, and minerals. They are made up of a variety of ingredients that provide a particular amount of energy. Most feeds have been designed to address the needs of a certain type of horse. It is important to understand that all feeds are formulated by nutritionists to be fed in specific amounts. When the correct amount of feed is provided, the horse consumes the appropriate amount of energy and nutrients. The feeding directions included on the feed bag or the feed tag are specific to the particular feed and should be followed. When you feed less than the recommended amount of feed, your horse is not getting the full complement of nutrients that he or she may need. On the other hand, too much of a good thing can also be bad. The overfeeding of concentrates can lead to grain overload and oversupplementation, and feed should never be cut or mixed with other fortified feeds or plain grains, because this changes the nutrient profile and can cause imbalances in energy, protein, vitamins, and minerals. If you need to include additional supplements in your horse's diet, choose products that are formulated to complement, not compete with fortified feeds. If you feed a plain grain such as oats, additional fortification may be necessary. Kentucky Performance Product supplements are specifically designed to complement, not compete with the modern concentrates used by today's horse owners. Each supplement is manufactured to exacting standards in certified facilities using stringent quality control guidelines. So choose Kentucky Performance Product supplements, because the horse that matters to you matters to them. Learn more about Kentucky Performance Product supplements at kppusa.com. That's kppusa.com.
This Nutritional Minute has been brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com.
Well, and again, you can follow Kentucky Performance Products on Facebook as well. They're always posting terrific health related things over there for your horse. Just search for Kentucky Performance Products on Facebook. Well, our first guest today, Dale from Horse Creek Thoroughbreds, is back with us. He's been with us before. The last time he was with us, he was just finishing up the 100-day Thoroughbred Challenge with a horse named Duck. And ironically, that we have him back on today to talk about winter weather and survival. The winter weather, because Dale, if I remember right, we had you on the day before you were heading back to South Dakota, and the blizzard that had hit there that took so many lives of so many animals, and that was right before you were heading back for that. So welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know a little bit about winter weather in South Dakota. Tell us what the temperature and the weather is like this morning.
It's about 18 degrees and pretty calm.
Snow on the ground?
Yeah, we've got more ice on the ground than snow right now.
That's always fun.
We've probably got 3 inches of ice and a couple inches of snow on top of that. It's really treacherous.
Oh, that's the worst. That is the worst when there's ice under snow. Well, I wanted to follow up a little bit before we get talking about the topic of today. I wanted to follow up a little bit on what the situation is after the blizzard. You guys had that horrible blizzard that, you know, everybody heard about all across the country. What's kind of the follow-up to that? Did FEMA come in? Is there help being offered to all the farmers who lost so many animals?
All the help that I have heard about that's been offered and is still being offered has been private donations. I don't think FEMA has showed up. But there's been a lot of money and a lot of cattle and things donated by private individuals, ranchers in outlying areas that weren't hurt, things like that. There's been several million dollars have been collected, but I don't think there's been any government help at all.
Well, I'm glad to see that Americans are. We always say that Americans are some of the most generous people, and glad to see that came true for you guys as well. Now, your personal situation there at the ranch after that blizzard, what was your situation?
We lost a lot of trees and a lot of fence and things like that. Nothing that isn't gonna come back. The trees will grow back. Fence, I've pretty much got the fence put back up. We didn't lose any livestock. We had some livestock that left the country, but it was some cattle that left and went to the neighbors, and we'll thank the neighbors. He fed them and moved them into his shelter belt, so they were home when I got home. Everything seemed to be fine.
And how about the horses? You have a lot of horses there. You have thoroughbreds and ranch horses. How did they cope?
I imagine they got cold for a while. They were fine when I got home.
Well, that's
we
good.
Had a girl here that was watching the place for us, and we kept in touch with her, and she never does say much, but she just said, "No, everything's fine." I didn't know if she was even here.
We've all had horse sitters like that, by the way, Dale. You're not the only one. Now, tell us, you know, what do you guys do in the winter? How many horses do you have on the ranch there?
I guess I'd have to go count them. It changes about every day. I think there's 21 horses here now.
Okay, so you have a couple dozen. And, you know, what do you do? What do you do in the wintertime? And how do you, you know, with such extreme conditions, how do you take care of the horses? What do you do?
Well, our feed program. Now, the feed companies are not going to like what I have to say. I don't feed any grain. The only time I ever feed a horse grain is when I catch him. I have a bucket hanging in the stall where I saddle my horses, and I put about a quart of grain in that bucket. And when he walks in there to get saddled or whatever I'm going to do with him, he's got a little treat when he gets there. Other than that, I feed hay, and I feed lots of it, and I feed the best hay in the country.
So what do you feed him with hay? What kind of hay do you feed him?
You see, that's where we have the advantage over a lot of people. I grow all my own hay. We put up anywhere from, depending on the year, 300 to 600 round bales a year, and maybe 1,000 small square bales. And alfalfa, orchard grass, and some native grass, a little bit of brome, and some intermediate grass. But it's mainly alfalfa hay. Probably, I don't like to do percentages, but I would say 60% alfalfa.
And do you do the round bales for the horses?
Yes.
Yeah.
If there's any question about a bale of hay that might be dusty or something like that, I'll just take a tractor and roll it out on the ground. And if they want to lay in it, sleep in it, walk in it, whatever they want to do with it, but they'll pick through it and eat just about probably 90% of it. I guess I probably waste more hay than a lot of people feed. But my horses are fat. It's cheaper for me to keep them looking good than to try to get one picked up after he gets down.
Yeah, well, that and you know, or to have the vet out. It's certainly cheaper than having the vet out to try and fix them up after. That's for certain.
They don't sell feed anyway.
What do you do with water? I mean, do you have streams or are you doing water of some sort?
That's a good question. We do have a creek that runs through here, but it's just builds one layer of ice on top of the next. That's one of the main things you need to keep. We keep our water tanks heated. One of the most important things you do is keep lots of water in front of a horse when it's cold, and because their appetite, if you can get warm water in them, that enhances a horse's appetite, so he'll eat more hay. So the action of a horse's digestive system in their stomach keeps them warm.
Right.
So you have to keep as much feed in them as possible.
And I've seen studies that they've done fancy schmancy scientific studies that prove just what you mentioned there, Dale. That if the horse is thirsty, he won't drink as much. I think that's sort of a built-in safety system, because if they're eating and not drinking, that's going to cause problems in a hurry. So you're able to keep fresh water in front of them, so they've got hay, and it kind of balances itself out. So every part of the country sort of has a different style of things. Do you keep the horses and free? Do you have all thoroughbreds, or do you have a mixed herd? That was my first question.
I have all thoroughbreds. Dorothy has some cold bloods here.
Aren't they all cold bloods this time of year, Dale?
Dorothy has a paint and a quarter horse, and I have one old paint mare that just hangs around. I don't have the heart to sell her.
In the pasture situation, about how many horses are in a group, or do you just have one giant South Dakota sized field that everybody lives in? How does that work out?
I keep my horses all, I try to keep them sorted up. If I've got horses that are more aggressive, I keep them together. And horses, I try to keep them sorted up for age. I like to keep three or four together. I have one pasture where I've got eight or nine horses, but there's no fighting going on. I think that's another thing that's really good for healing ulcers, is to make sure a horse isn't getting bullied. If he can't get up to the hay to eat, or if he can't get to the water tank, he just stands around and worries about getting bit in the back or whatever. And I try to eliminate all that.
And most of the horses you have coming to you in the first place have ulcers. If they're thoroughbreds coming from the racetrack, that's been proven too. So you do have that to deal with when you get them off the track. How do they fare? How do the thoroughbreds fare in comparison to the quarter horses in the cold extremes like that, in keeping them fat and their hair coat and all of that?
Well, a quarter horse will stay fat on what will starve a thoroughbred to death. I keep the paints and quarter horses. There are three of them, and we keep them separate so we can feed them grass hay instead of alfalfa, because they'll get so fat they can't do anything.
Yeah, you'll be dealing with founder in no time if you're feeding them alfalfa all the time.
Right. The thoroughbreds, typically when we get a horse here in the wintertime, we got two studs out of Florida that had Florida hair coats, you know, and they got here. They had a tough go for, I think 3 or 4 days after they got here, we got a cold spell and it was 30 below, you know, and we had them in the barn with blankets on them, and and we were carrying warm water to the barn for them from the house, just to make sure they drank enough to keep them eating. And like I say, when you get that warm water in them, it makes them hungry and they eat more. And now they're fine. They're doing really well. And then in the meantime, we had another stud from Kentucky that showed up with no hair. I leave him out in the daytime. I put him out with, if the sun's out, even if it's cold, just to make him kind of grow some hair. They'll be late shedding off, but they're gaining weight.
I got to ask you though, Dale, no offense, but were the two horses from Florida like, what did we commit a crime and we were punished by being sent to Siberia? I mean, they lived in Florida.
Well, I think one of them kicked somebody's dog or something.
Must have. They had a trial and the judge said, off to Siberia you go. And in our country, that happens to be South Dakota. So.
Well, one of them is a really nice horse. I think he was one of the leading sires down there, BL's Appeal. He was, and he's, now he's happy where he is.
I guess they get used to it. You get used to anything when you have to. So is there anything else you would say, you know, when you're in a situation where, you have a large ranch and you're dealing with that number of horses? Obviously, you said keep them watered and feed them really, really good hay, which you're right, is probably even more important than grain at that point. And constant feeding of hay, having the round bales there where they could eat all day, every day, because that act of eating helps keep them warm. Is there anything else that you do?
Like I say, I make sure they're sorted up to where nobody's getting picked on. And we're out here all the time. If a horse starts to look like he might be compromised a little, if he's, you'll have lameness problems where the ground is frozen and they're walking on ice. And if a horse is getting sore or if he's anyway compromised, we pull them out of there and get them off by themselves and take where we can make sure they're taken care of. You know, if a horse, once they start downhill, you don't get them turned around before spring. So it's really expensive to let one get behind.
Right. Well, that's terrific. Well, we appreciate you being with us here again, Dale, and we're glad that your farm did survive the big blizzard there. The website is gatetogreat.com, right?
Right.
Gatetogreat.com is where you can find more information about Dale. And, of course, we have to ask you, you know, you had a horse that we talked about by the name of Duck. How's Duck doing?
Duck is... I think he's probably over all of his racetrack problems. He's might be the fattest thoroughbred I ever saw that didn't have a thyroid problem.
Well, that's great.
he hasn't been. I've only ridden him one time since I brought him home from Baltimore, and we have some people from a lady from Brazil that has been trying to get in here. She's on the Pan Am equestrian team.
Oh, okay.
So she's trying to get here.
Some of the Pan Am team. That would be so cool.
Yeah, that would be cool if Duck became an international sensation.
That might be what goes on, or that's kind of what we're hoping, is that they'll fit each other.
She's just waiting for the airport to thaw out. And, you know, nobody from Brazil wants to go to South Dakota this time of year.
Well, no, she's in Montana right now, actually. Oh. So
she knows what it's like.
But right, they were supposed to be here yesterday, and the weather wouldn't allow. So they're putting that thing off.
Well, let's good luck.
But anyway,
good luck with selling Duck. Hopefully, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I see Duck is probably going to go somewhere where it's warmer.
Good.
So he'll have to be clipped, I imagine.
All right, Dale. Thank you so much. It's gatetogreat.com, Horse Creek Thoroughbreds in South Dakota. We appreciate you being here. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, and thank you.
You know, it's so different. We live our spoiled little tiny farm lives, and it is so different when you live on a ranch and you have tons of stock and thoroughbred or tons of horses, and things are just so different. But, you know, sometimes when we live these tiny little lives where we spoil our horses to death, we don't think about those things.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, I'm just over here like, well, fine, horses, y'all aren't getting blankets anymore. You get no grain.
That's right.
I'm just going to let you run around, and that's the way it's going to. My horses would die. They would just roll over and die.
They would. They would say, well, what kind of punishment? They would actually call the sheriff's office themselves. They would figure out the phone.
They would dial it.
Jennifer, can you imagine Beaker if we fed him round bales of alfalfa? Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
He'd be the size of our barn.
His feet would pop like a
pig. Yeah, his feet would be exploding. That's funny. All right, let's take a break for our song for the day. It is, I thought, you know, it'd be appropriate. We haven't played any Dan Roberts, trying to share the love in this new year. And one of our favorites from Dan Roberts is The Beaches of Cheyenne. So let's take a listen to that. We're going to be back. Of course, it'll be the first really bad ads of the year coming up.
Packed up all his buckles, shipped his saddle to his dad. By the way the house looked, she must have took it bad. The workers come on Monday to fix the door, patch the wall. They say she just went crazy the night she got the call. He was up in Wyoming, through a bull, no man could ride. He promised her he'd turn out, well, it turned out that he lied. And all the dreams that they've been living in the California sand died right there beside him in Cheyenne. They say she just went crazy, screaming out his name. She ran out into the ocean, and to this day they claim that you can go down by the water and see her footprints in the sand. 'Cause every night she walks the beaches of Cheyenne. They never found her body, just her diary by the bed. She told about the fight they'd had and the words that she had said. When he told her he was riding, she said that I don't give a damn if you never come back from Cheyenne. They say she just went crazy, screaming out his name. She ran out into the ocean, and to this day they claim that if you go down by the water, you'll see her footprints in the sand. 'Cause every night she walks the beaches of Cheyenne. Nobody can explain it. Some say she's still alive.
They claim they've seen her on the shoreline late at night. And if you go down by the water, you'll see her footprints in the sand. 'Cause every night she walks the beaches of Cheyenne. Every night she walks the beaches of Cheyenne.
And that is Dan Roberts' Beaches of Cheyenne. You recognize that song because Dan Roberts wrote that, and it was picked up and recorded by one, maybe you've heard of him, his name is Garth Brooks. So he still makes money. Dan Roberts says every time that song is played on the real radio, he does not make any money when we play it here, sadly. But we appreciate it and enjoy it nonetheless. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. And we do thank them for being a sponsor of our show. And it's getting close, but I know you have a couple news stories before we get to really bad ads.
Yeah, you know, one of them is when I am 85 years old, one, I hope I look as good as the Queen of England, and two, I hope I'm healthy enough to ride a horse on New Year's Day in the frigid cold. Did you see the pictures of her out there in her red paddock boots riding away on her very attractive horse?
I did see them, and I'm sorry. For those that don't, I love her. I think that she's so cool. She's a queen, and she still rides, and she's 85. She's awesome.
But she doesn't wear a helmet. I did notice that. But I guess you're not going to get the queen to wear a helmet, probably. It's not going to happen.
She's 85, for God's sake. Leave her alone.
Now,
if you're going to go down, ride.
Oh, I'm not feeling... Not feeling too bad for the queen, because out riding with her was one of the male grooms. And did you notice that he was kind of a handsome guy? She doesn't have any ugly male grooms out riding with her, does she?
No. And did you notice he was wearing a helmet? I mean, whatever. Like, the queen, you can get away with it. She's
the
freaking queen, and she's 85, and he had a helmet, and he's good looking.
Yeah, he is. And he was smartly dressed. They were both smartly dressed. And those red paddock boots, I mean, they're making a statement, too. So, I got to tell you, his horse.
I think I'd like
some
now.
His horse was huge. The groom's horse?
He's big.
Yeah, he's a big guy. He's probably the bodyguard.
They have a hiring policy for
groom. Yeah, they call him the groom. He's the bodyguard. You know, there's a gun underneath there. You don't tell me there's not. Ryan,
is that a gun in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? Hey!
That's good to see you. Good to see you out, Biden. That was fun. It was fun to see. So now, are you any shows this weekend? Or are you having a quiet one or what?
I think we're just having a quiet weekend with the child, because this coming week is a special day. On Wednesday, it will be my husband's big 40 years old. So we're having a big party. this is where things kind of made a turn for the crazy. So I decided, I'm like, let's have a party. We have a kid now, so we can have like a family friendly party. And nobody loves a jumpy castle more than me. So I'm like, we're getting a jumpy castle. We're going to have big party. We've got ponies to ride. Like, this is going to be the most family friendly party we've ever had. Jumpy castle, pony ride, the whole thing, you know, had some games in the yard. So I'm like, just give me a couple emails, plug them into this Evite here, and we'll send the emails out. My husband has now officially invited 127 fighter pilots.
And you're having this party at what? At what hotel? Banquet room?
Exactly. My house next Saturday. And so far, there's been 127 fighter pilots invited, plus bring your family. So we have RSVPs from one fighter pilot who's like, yeah, there'll be two adults and three kids. You know, Evite tells you like how many people they're bringing. Holy cow. So far, the Evite's been out for like a day, and I have like 65 people that have, including the kids that have RSVP'd, yes. And the rest of the people haven't seen it yet.
What day of the week is this?
I'm like, oh my God.
What day is this?
Saturday.
And you will be hitting Walmart. You will be the person at Walmart with one full cart in each hand, pushing two full carts.
Oh, honey, I'm going to Costco. I'm going to Costco. I've already lined up a babysitter. I'm going to Costco with no baby. We're in trouble. I'm getting a flat.
I got to tell you, you're going to end up doing what we saw the other day. We were we went up to Gainesville. We were at Trader Joe's. Every time we go to Gainesville, we make sure we stop by Trader Joe's. And Trader Joe's probably has more alcohol than anything now. And cheap alcohol, you can buy Boone's Farm there, you know, for $2. And coming out of Trader Joe's, coming out of Boone's Farm or out of Trader Joe's was this lady who had four cases, six bottles per case, in her cart. Now, this was the day before New Year's. And I said, oh, where's the party? Your house is going to be a lot of fun. She said, this isn't half of it. And out up right behind her was her husband with five more cases. They had nine cases. Over 60 bottles of booze. So theirs was a big party. That's what you're going to be like.
It's going to be bad. And you know, I told Chad, just invite, like, you know, your friends. And with their kids, we'll have a couple families over here. It'll be really fun. Oh, my God. I've had to hire my students. As of last night, I was texting my students, telling them I will pay them to come over and give pony rides. Because I can't do that. What am I going to do? Walk around kids for 9 hours while I'm trying to have a party? Forget it. Oh, and get the food ready and all this. So I did get smart, and I did make it for 1:30. Because that's like post-lunch. Like, that says you're not coming here over here for a free meal. That's just like you're coming over here to jump in a jumpy castle and get a pony ride and go home, right? Is that how it's going
to
happen?
Well, you know, there's a solution to the pony ride thing, and it you won't have to pay anybody. You just use Jet for the first pony ride. Guaranteed no other kid's going to want to take a ride. That'll end that right there. You don't have to worry about it the rest of the day.
That's genius.
The loudest, most obnoxious brat. That's the one you want to get hurt and off to the hospital. And it sets an example for the rest of the day. It's perfect.
Here you go, little man. Hop on up here. Yeah. I got a ride for you. You want to go do it by yourself? Okay.
Okay. Here are the reins. Here are your stirrups. Oh, you can't reach the stirrups? Oh, too bad. Go. Slap on the butt.
Put your foot just through the leather. Just put your foot through it. Just hook your leg around it. We'll tie your foot to it. Yeah. It'll be fine. You know what, Glenn? I'm a parent. You're a bad influence on me. I am not supposed to say things like this about other people's children.
Not
terrible.
Me. Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing, he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trader. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trader. But tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if the talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It's that time of the week for our first 2014 Really Bad Ads. This is the time when our listeners submit really crappy, usually Craigslist ads into us, and we read them and have a little fun to end a Friday. No better way to end a Friday than that. Jennifer, what are our prizes for this week's Really Bad Ads?
On the prize table this week, from left to right, from horsegroomingsolutions.com, a grooming tote filled with products valued at over $100. When you need gentle, effective, economical products for your daily or show grooming needs, look no further than the Horse Grooming Solutions brands that you have come to know and love. Healthy Hair Care, voted number one horse health brand by consumers, Silverado Show Grooming, and Old Timers Equine. That one's for you, Glenn. You can find them all at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at horsegroomingsolutions.com. My new favorite is the Healthy Hair Care Herbal Body Wash. Spray it on, rinse it off, and you're done. On the other side of the table, a 3.5-pound bucket of Horse Quencher. Horse Quencher is a precise and proven blend of all-natural grains and flavorings. Horse Quencher causes virtually every horse to dive right into the water bucket, even picky drinkers. And now with Horse Quencher, when you lead your horse to water, you really can make him drink. You can buy Horse Quencher at your local tack or feed store, or you can visit them online at horsequencher.com. Found a new use for Horse Quencher, Glenn.
Yeah?
We've been having to keep the horses in quite a bit for the past 3-4 days because it's been torrential downpours continuously. And when Beaker is in his stall, where he's not used to being, he tends to not drink enough water. So in the evenings when I set everybody up for the night, I put one bucket of regular water and one bucket with a horse quencher in it. And I know for a fact he's at least going to drink one bucket of water overnight. It's awesome.
Yeah, it is perfect.
Glenn hears he's not drinking enough water and thinks, sweet, less urine to clean up in the morning. So
right.
I get it, Glenn. I get it.
That's true. All right, let's
get giving him all that water.
Let's get started with the really bad ads for 2014. I found a couple that I thought I'd get us started off with in the best of 2013's Craigslist ads. And the first one kind of reminded us of our beast, and that is Hellcat Needs a Home. This is the ad. My friend asked me if I wanted a cat a few months ago. I told her no, and then came home to find she had trapped it in between my doors with a bag of cat food and a litter box. She is very much crazy. She scratches my furniture to hell, bites me when I try to pet her, and follows me to bed every night. She likes to go outside, but then she wants back in. She climbs on my screen door and hangs there and meows till I let her in. We've all had cats that have done that. She has been ruining all my stuff. I really don't want to take her to the shelter, but I don't want her. Didn't ask for her and figure maybe some kind of cat whisperer is out there and just maybe there's a small chance someone would take her before she very likely meets her death at the pound. If you would like this cat, and this one is for you, please, please, please let me know. I hate her, but there is someone out there for every animal, right? But we aren't a match, and my friend is a real jerk. A second one here I found. This is in Tallahassee. 2 dozen free goats. I have 2 dozen goats that I need to get rid of. I had no idea raising goats would be this hard. These little bastards keep eating all my wife's flowers and climbing on our cars. Nobody told me they were such good climbers. The first person to get these damn goats out of here can have them.
Woo, you better watch out where you put that, because there's neighborhoods in Phoenix that those goats would be gone in about 5 seconds. But you're exactly right, because my next-door neighbor, I don't know how many times I've walked over and seen their dang goats on top of their truck. And I've even said, your goat is on the truck. And you know what that guy said to me? He goes, it's my father's truck. It's no big deal. I'm like, ah.
It's okay if somebody else's truck.
And they're loud. They're loud. Ah, ah, all the dang time. Awful. Well, Uta sent in this one. Short and sweet. Horse, $900. And this is in Greenwich, Ohio. Wit Famal is 9 text.
What?
Man, if that didn't make you want to buy a horse. Wit Famal is 9 text.
That's enticing.
And then the number.
Yeah, that makes
sense. That
me
is,
call.
I mean, I really, I've been looking for a 9-year-old wit from all. What a deal. The next one is from Janelle. APHA Paint Mare, great price, $400 in Rockwell, North Carolina. I have a beautiful paint mare. She was born April 22nd, 2009. She's 2 years old and will be turning 3 in April of 2012.
Well, I'm glad she helped
will
us
be
with
ready
that.
To be soaked.
Glad
but it's not
us.
2012, so Janelle been sitting on this one for a year or two. Anyway, it's 2014, so it should be 4 now. I have a down payment plan where you can put money down on the horse. I'll give you 3 months to pay for the horse, but if you come out and put money down on one and can't get it paid for, I don't refund any money back at all. Because you have my horse tied up. So if anyone who comes out with cash to buy, I can't see the horse to them because you have it. And then if you don't get the horse, you keep me from selling to the man with cash. So before you put any money down on my horse, you better make sure it's what you want, because I'm not refunding any money back for any reason. Why don't you not take payment?
Yeah,
it's just an idea.
Yeah, just an idea for a $400 horse. Okay, we've said this before. If you can't afford to pay for the $400 horse and you have to make payments, you shouldn't have the $400 horse, because we're going to be reading about you in the newspaper.
God.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. We will be reading it. You can't afford to feed the $400 horse. I love that. You will keep me from selling it to the man with cash. But now that man with cash hasn't showed up, which is why you took the payments in the first place. But you know what? He's going to show up someday. Mel Donald sent this one in from Australia. $1,000 O-N-O for sale Brumby need Gorn ASAP. Don't have money to look after him anymore. Verery Green Brocken about 14 hands, 3.5 years old. Was there anything spelled right in that one?
Wow.
Yeah.
Not a word. It's just the money is spelled right, ironically.
Yes. It's Brocken, very green Brocken. It's a new breed, the Brocken.
It's a Brumbry.
Yeah, it's a Brumbry Brocken.
Brumbry Brocken.
Yeah.
Kat sent in the next one, registered red, re-gestered AQHA horse, blue roan stud, $1,500. 2007 model, awesome with kids, rides good, pasture, breeds, and trows blue roan colt. Jackie D, top and bottom Zippo pet bars, also register with the Pain Horses ACC and also Regestered AQHA 2006 model rides Asume with kids Palomino, Tolor, Mr. Crane bars, Docs Links, Blondie's Dude Breed, Bread, Me, Cotton 2, Tros. What am I reading?
I have no idea. I was lost.
Dana completed 1,000. For info, please contact Joe, one owner on both. Wow. I don't know what the hell I read, but...
I got lost after 2007 model. That's where I got lost.
Yeah.
I was done, pretty much zoned out after that. You know, when they go into all of this registration stuff, and did you notice that everybody's registered or everybody's ancestry has a Zippo something or other in it? When it comes to quarter horses, they're all Zippos. Yeah. And I guess if you're not a Zippo, you're probably just not worth owning for $1,500. That was a good one, Kat. Kathleen sent the following one in. Do you have a horse that's not working for you? Me too. Let's trade. This is in Sarasota, Florida. I should send this one to Wendy. Email me about your horse and about what you're looking for. We have several horses up for sale or trade. Also have several clients in our boarding barn that need a horse more suited to them. Maybe we can find something that works for everyone. Do you think that the people that are boarding the horses know she's finding them a new horse? Do you think she's told them?
Yeah, I don't think this one's working for you, so I've got you another one.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, your horse is gone, and I traded him for this one. And you'll be paying board on this one, too. Oh, that's clever. You know what? We had a large boarding facility, and there was a lot of times we wanted to do that. We wish we could have just traded their horse out in the night and got them something more appropriate. You know that. You've done the same thing.
Oh, yeah. I think you have the next one, too.
Oh, yeah. Trailer. Oh, the trailer of the week. We are never disappointed with the trailer of the week. And once again, we're not disappointed with the trailer of the week. This was sent in by Doreen. Horse trailer stock / trailer in Arkansas. We have a 30-foot horse trailer for sale. Needs paint. And I have the paint. Has live-in quieters, but it needs remove wall and haul more livestock. You can call Mike, ask $1,500 or best cash offer, consider trade, no delivery. And if there's a reason there's no delivery is because he knows it damn well it's not going to get off the farm. It's not going to leave the farm. This is a very large 30-foot, what used to be white and now is mostly rust-colored, trailer. And it looks like it was a stock trailer, yeah, with the living quarters. It has
living quarters is a stretch.
Yeah, probably a stretch.
Living quarters, it's just metal walls, kind of like the stock side has all of a sudden been closed. There's no pictures of this thing is a rust bucket. And
I got to give them credit,
though. They won't get off the farm because you...
Can we give them a positive? Almost every other trailer picture we've ever seen has been in a pasture with weeds that are about 5 feet tall and you can't even see the tires. He has this one on a mowed grass.
Well, that's true. Now I really want it.
So now you can see the half flat tires, especially that one in the back needs a little help there. And there's a spare tire sitting off to the side. I wonder if that comes with it. I don't know. Be a deal for $1,500.
Probably not.
Yeah. Jennifer will post this one on our Facebook page at Horses in the Morning. You'll get to see the lovely trailer. By the way, it's way over our approved price of $400. Way over. Don't buy it.
That's true. Yeah. Way over. Holly Kennedy sent in the next one. Older Dunmare Gaming Rodeo Horse. What a deal, $150. This is north of Spokane, I believe in Washington. Pretty done, quarter-type mare, years old. 15 hands. Super easy keeper. Just years old. There's no number. If you have any knowledge how to ride, you can ride her. You just have to be willing to tell her no if she's a snot. My husband doesn't ride. He's been riding her all over. She isn't hot. She's just fat and sassy right now. She won't take off with you.
That's good to know.
She's not scared of cows. She is fat and cranky right now. I'm asking, the price went up. I'm asking $200. However, you will be a good home with food and shelter. You will.
That's the first time we've ever had snot in an ad.
That's true.
You just have to be willing to tell her no if she's a snot. Okay, there are three different times in this ad. Read between the lines, people. There are three different times in this ad when she is saying this horse is a total jerk. Three different times. Sassy, she's a snot.
Sassy, cranky, she's a snot. Yeah, wow. Right. But she is asking, well, the top price is $150, then at the bottom it says $200, so you get to pay whatever you want.
And she does say it's an older Dunmare, but she's a little embarrassed by the age, so she just put years old in the ad and forgot to put how many years old. Just years and years old. She has no idea. Yeah, her teeth are just flat, worn down. Margaret sent in the following one. Quarter pony mare, 7 years old, 13.2 hands, $2,250. Woo! That's an expensive one. This mare is a great trail pony and stocky enough for a smaller adult. Previously owned and ridden by kids. I've owned her for 14 months. You know, isn't every horse previously owned by somebody before you get it? Just saying. She is healthy, barefoot, easy keeper, and gets along with other horses. She is a very unique sooty buckskin color. I will only sell her to the right home. No riding schools or lesson programs. Please call, no emails, and serious buyers only. I don't have time for anyone not prepared to purchase a horse immediately.
Well, clearly that she needs to tell the other girl not to take payments because she's not taking any payments.
No payments here. No. And let me tell you, she is going to kick your ass on the way out of the farm if you don't buy that horse when you come out. Don't waste her time. She doesn't want any lookers.
Don't kick tires.
No lookers.
Don't
you're not even tires. Allowed to ride that horse. You just come by it and take it home. Unless you're a riding school or a lesson program. Then you can't have it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Then you can't. No buying.
No buying.
Janet Callahan sent in the next one. And this is awesome because she'll give you English lessons too. How to write. Horse ridding. Need your horse exercises. Have a horse that you just don't have time to rid. Or a horse that needs a tunes up or some training, but you don't want to leave your home. I will come to you everything. From simply just ridding your horse to full massage sessions. What?
Is that for you or the horse?
I don't know. I have experience working and training barrel and Olay pending horses, as well as cold starting, problem solving, and trail riding groundwork. We'll teach beginners too. And massage.
Oh, she massages the beginners too. This lady's just massaging everybody. How much are the massages? Is this going to be a good deal? She comes to your house.
She doesn't have prices, but she does say for exercise ridding, $25 per ride per hour. Training is $50 per ride per hour. How is that different than exercise ridding? Mileage charge, this may be the massage, mileage charge of $1 per mile for distances over 30 miles, and you don't see this very often, credit cards accepted.
There's something else.
There's something really shady, I swear.
I think there are more full massages being done, and those are $50 an hour plus tips. Yeah, I think there's a lot going on there. I think that's...
What on earth? Like, I will train your horse and massage you. Or the massage of the horses. I don't get it. Like,
well, you know, there's a lot of horse trainers out there. Competition is stuff. You have to have your own twist. You know?
You got to have your own thing.
Yes. I wonder if Jeanette looked in the personal section on Craigslist, too. You probably find the same ad. You do. I'm telling
you. Probably would.
Yeah, you probably would. Exactly, that was very good, Jeanette. That was good. Andrea sent the following one in. Blue roan gelding for sale, $1,200 or best offer. And this is in Alabama. What I have is a nice blue roan quarter horse for sale. Gelding, 2 years old, dot, dot, 14.2 hands, dot, 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 very calm horse, dot, 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 dot. He will lay down when asked, dot, dot, dot. Price will go up with training, dot, 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 $1,200. Or best offer. I also have a sorrel gelding with four white socks. One dot. He has 5 years old. Three dots. Five hand loving horse. Dot, dot. Will also lay down when asked with or without a rider. Dot, dot, dot. Just recently used in ridding kids. Dot, dot, dot. $1,000. Now, let me ask you. Let me ask you. I didn't know that the most important thing when you were looking for a horse is that they would lay down when asked. I never thought that to have horses do that when I went to look for a horse.
Sucker better lay down. It's not worth its snot, Glenn, unless it lays down.
Apparently not. Hey, you know, I've had a lot of horses lay down when not asked. I've had that happen. My pony is a classic. He will not get through a gate, and he decides he wants... It doesn't matter. You got him on the lead rope. He decides he's going to lay down and roll. He just does it wherever he is. He just will flop down and roll. You're trying to keep the lead rope from tangling around his neck. He doesn't care. He's halfway through a gate. He'll lay down and roll. He's in the middle of a puddle. He'll lay down and roll. He says, I've never seen it
before. I like it when they drop and roll, and then they get up, and they're so excited that they buck and bolt.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, God. It's like trying to hold on to it. It's like water skiing.
Yes.
Doesn't work very well. All right, the final ad is Vera Rubisova sent in this one. Nice black and white gated gelding. Mac is about 14/3 hands high, but he's wide and built like a tank. He was born here very flashy. He has also been broke to ride and has been on trail rides, rode the streets, backs up, needs to finish. His dam was double reg, and his sire was also reg, but never reg him. Please call or email.
A lot of regs in that one. I want to give an award for her name, Rubisova. That's a great name. Vera Rubisova. Sounds like she should be like a Russian model that makes $40 million a year. Vera Rubisova.
I'm sure she is.
I'm sure she is. Yeah. We all the Russian models listen to our show. All right. Let's give out some prizes here. We have the Grooming Solutions tote. Who do you want to give that one to?
Well, I think that the massage session.
Yes, I agree. I was hoping you'd say that. Because who needs the Grooming Solutions tote more than the massage lady? Who needs that more?
She's not the one doing the massages, Glenn.
Oh.
She's like not oiling up though.
Well, maybe this lady could call her up and share some of the grooming solution stuff. Because, you know, probably some of it would be useful. We also have a 3.5-pound bucket of horse quencher.
Oh, gosh. Well, what do you think?
Jennifer, you have any thoughts on this one? Let's see here.
I really enjoyed Holly's older dun mare, who was cranky and sassy.
Yes, I agree.
And snotty.
Yes.
I love it.
Let's give it to her just because, you know, this is the first ad that has had snot in it in the last 2 years. So we'll give it to her for that reason. So, Holly, congratulations. And Janet, congratulations.
Honorable mention goes to Janelle Cameron with the "I will not refund your money."
Money. For any reason, I don't care if you didn't like the massage. Oh, wait a minute. I'm getting my ads mixed up. Sorry.
Happy Friday, everybody. Oh, my God. I'm going back to bed.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us. We appreciate it, of course. You can hear it. Find our app. Find our app. Have a great weekend. Be safe.
Hey, Tudor Kel.
And no, I'm getting a refund. Yeah, no refund. Tons of massages.